report by the Anti-Defamation League showed the number of anti-Semitic attacks in the U.S. more than doubled from 2017 to 2018. Most recently was a shooting during a Passover service in San Diego. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Rabbi Rebecca Dubois of Bloomington Normal's Moses Montefiore Temple about how her congregation persists despite hate.
I want to emphasize that, yes, there has been an increase on anti-Semitic attacks, but it's not just us. It's anybody who is not white. So I want to take note, recognizing there are many of our friends in the world that are being attacked simply because of their faith or color or sexual identity.
So do you have fears for your congregation here in Bloomington Normal?
I think we are a little bit more cautious. And I think there are times that we do miss the days where we can just, you know, walk in and out, and it's very unfortunate. But we have discussed it as a congregation, addressing safety measures, what to do should we be attacked, which is a very similar approach that is taking place in our schools and our community centers. It just won't stop. But yet, we, I don't know if I call it fear, but recognizing that we have to be extra careful.
Now, can you explain maybe what the difference is? You said compared to days where you could just walk in and out. Maybe we could get into what that difference looks like.
Well, the difference is that we now have people that are guarding by the door just to know who's coming in, who's coming out. We have a security system, you know, so that we can videotape knowing who's going in and out. And there are times that we keep the doors locked, especially when we have religious school, when there are children in the building. And that's the other thing. We do have to keep the doors locked because that is a requirement for our safety.
How does that impact the congregation's viewing of having visitors?
You know, that's a very good question. I feel very strongly that we do want people to feel welcomed here. And we know that education is so important. Awareness of what's happening. And how does that happen? By inviting people to come in and be a part of our community, whether they are from a different faith or else or something else. But the more people get to know us and the more we get to know them, that is how our world will be a better place.
You personally here, not just looking out for the entire congregation as your role in a rabbi is, but you personally as just Rebecca Dubois, how do you feel about the current climate?
I'm deeply angry, worried, troubled. But on the other hand, with the movement that we've been able to do here, especially with the McLean County Interfaith Alliance that I have put together with my colleague, Mother Molly Ward, we've been meeting every month and we get like 15 to 20 to 30 people coming together from different faith communities just to talk and to reassure ourselves that we are not alone in this being in terms of what's happening in our country.
And now those discussions at those monthly meetings, what are those like?
It's very warm and welcoming, reassuring. I mean, there was a time that we talked about security and what we do in our own congregation. And it's insecurity, not just in terms of someone who's going to come and attack, but maybe there'll be someone who is perhaps not mentally well, and we do how we learn tools and how to respond. But it's also good to hear that it's not just happening here, but it's happening in other congregations, that we have all different kinds of people. And of course, the mission is to make everybody feel welcomed and wherever they want to be, especially in the faith community.
Do you feel a sense of community here in Bloomington Normal?
Absolutely. I think in the past couple of years, we've made a lot of effort to say, yes, we want to be partners with you and others, and the fact that we've been able to have some wonderful interfaith community events. I think people are here and they've called or emailed or sent notes, you know, sharing their feelings about what has happened recently, and to remind me and others that we're not alone on this journey, being surrounded by those who may hate us.
Now, how do those of the Jewish faith and others move forward in this time where these attacks are happening and there's this hatred?
We need to continue to stand up for who we are. We need to carry our faith with pride. We need to know that, yes, there is a lot of work, and we have to really continue to develop relationships with our neighbors, to really be in the presence of others, knowing that they are valued and so are we. And that whole concept of holding hands and sharing hugs and just sharing into what's happening. And also, the most important thing is to really work on the fact that we can all sit at the table. And right now, there are too many empty spots around the table. And the reason why people feel that they may not be able to sit around the table is because we may have differences of opinion. But you know what? It's okay to have a difference of opinion. And that's what we need to do. So in my faith community, there is a concept of tikkun olam. It means to repair the world. And that does not stop. So there's much work to do. And the way to do it is to go out and stand up for who we are and also stand up for those who do not have a voice and are struggling on their own journey because of color or identity or faith. We're all on this together.
May 2nd is Holocaust Remembrance Day, and here at the synagogue, you're holding an event in remembrance. You're showing a film by Eli Adler. It's called Surviving Skokie. The film follows Eli's journey with his father as they retrace their family's painful journey through ghettos and concentration camps during the Holocaust. Other than it being Holocaust Remembrance Day, why is it so important to show this film now?
Well, there's another component to the film that led to Eli going on this journey with his father back into the camps. There was a neo-Nazi march that was being planned in the early 1970s in Skokie. We will learn about that story as well in the film. And sadly to say, there are still neo-Nazis, or there are those who identify with that movement, more so like the white nationalists. And so it is a unfortunate reminder that there are still people like what had happened to our friends and brothers and sisters during the times of the Holocaust, that they were murdered simply because they were Jewish. And we need to continue to have this Holocaust Memorial Remembrance Day because it's still happening. And again, I want to be very clear. The intent is to invite members of the community within the Jewish community, but also the community at large. Because I said earlier, the more we are informed, the more that we are educated, it will create a better world of understanding and living together.
GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Rabbi Rebecca Dubois of Moses Montefiore Congregation. The Temple's Holocaust Remembrance Day event takes place tonight at 7 in the synagogue.